from the Director Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to enter into a purchase of service contract with M&S Clinical Services to function as the fiscal agent for the Families Moving Forward Coalition and to retroactively establish this contract for the time period of December 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2013. This also is a mental health redesign enhancement.
Mr. Cologne.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Lucy will give an overview of the report, and we also have members from Family Moving Forward Coalition that will be here to be able to answer any questions as well.
Okay. Ms. Lucy?
This request looks at contracts that will help us in two areas of our redesign issue. First, we're looking to make sure that our redesign efforts are culturally competent and that we have good culturally competent providers. And this will help us in that area. Both Families Moving Forward represents a great coalition and an emerging coalition that's growing, and we're very happy to be partnering with them. And secondly, this gives us the opportunity to really look at some prevention services. Going back to your earlier question, Supervisor, this is a program where we can look at prevention so that we're not always looking at things later on in the person's mental illness approach. They're looking at in terms of very early things, in terms of childhood, even and other very, very important prevention activities.
Any comments or questions? Supervisor Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering if I can ask Ms. Green a question. Okay. From Families Working Together.
Ms. Green. Who's Ms. Green?
Is she here?
Sean Green.
Sean here. Hi, Ms. Green.
Hi.
Oh, let her come up here. Don't have no one-on-one conversation now.
So, Chairman, I didn't.
No, you already have one.
I just said hello.
Ms. Green said somebody brought you up. You need to fill out a card.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Now?
No. Before you leave, just hand it back to us. Okay. Ms. Green, welcome.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stafford, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate you coming up, Ms. Green. I wanted to get your opinion on this new initiative and this collaboration you have with Milwaukee County. And it's based on the discussions you and I have and some of the things that we wanted to address and some of the things that we wanted to accomplish. Can you talk about that, please?
Sure. So my role has historically been contracted with Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division to provide technical assistance to service providers, in particular faith-based and non-traditional service providers, and also working with CSAD, who funded the Access to Recovery Program, or What's Wiser Choice here in Milwaukee County. And as in that role, got to know several of the providers working closely with Sue Gottich in her role, coming in as director, and then with Paula, and also providing technical assistance to the Families Moving Forward Coalition, which was a SAMHSA-sponsored originally initiative. And what SAMHSA wanted to have were coalitions around the country that would do this type of grassroots prevention, really intensively getting into the community and really bringing about the component of cultural competency, mm-hmm. which a lot of our programming is missing.
Right.
In talking with Paula and Sue, they just came in and really understood, particularly during the course of the redesign, the necessity for that component, and have just partnered with us in a way that we hadn't seen historically. And so are very excited about that piece and would really like to see it flourish in other areas.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen. Dennis Brown.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. More so of a comment, but just recognizing the department for stepping up and addressing the amount of services that we need for the large African-American population that traditionally is left out of mental health services. And there's a huge need there that we are finally getting to address. So, and thanking the other players at the table for putting this together. I know we have some other people here, so if they'd like to speak, please grab a card to speak on this item. But definitely needed services, and glad to support it. Thanks.
And can I just say that I'm just kind of like the technical assistance person. The actual providers are here. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to talk with them.
Well, my colleague decided to open it up.
Surprise, surprise.
This is a public.
No, but if the public wanted to speak, you open it up.
True.
Okay,
let's
be true that, okay? Young lad, if you would like to speak, come on up.
Am I done?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Ms. Green. M&S?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Rochelle Andingham, and I am the lead for the Families Moving Forward Coalition. I just wanted to give you a little history of Families Moving Forward and tell you that what we'll be planning to do this year for our community. Families Moving Forward is a coalition that was formed down in D.C. in 2010, as Sean said, through the SAMHSA efforts, forming coalitions all over the country. And we came together. They requested 15 cities to send 15 people, and the original 15 people are still together, and we have now over 17 agencies with 20 other partners to come to Families Moving Forward. And we came together on a grassroots level to try to have a no wrong door entry for all types of services. So we have from homelessness to mental health, youth services, things of that sort. And our thoughts is if we all link together and a person has a need, then we can find that need in any of our doors. We were so happy when Sue and Paula came to our coalition to ask if there was something that we can do, because we have great agencies that are stepping up to the plate. And we're highlighting six of our agencies that do a very good job. We have M&S Clinical, of course, that will be doing a Hep C screening and informational to the community about the horrors of hepatitis C and not even knowing that you have it. So it's an awareness program. We have Wings International, Jesse McSwain, who does a program with the victims of murdered families and family members and the children. So they will be funded to reach out to that population and to help ease their pain. We have Urban Diversion, which is a youth organization. It's a youth awareness and social activity that earmarks people, young people from 14 to actually 24. So she has a lot of activities that she will be doing, but mainly doing training and emotional intelligence and critical thinking skills with them so that they don't have to make the wrong decision. We have West Care Wisconsin that will be doing a abuse and neglect training or awareness so that mothers that are and fathers that are possibly in the way of losing their kids can try to get things together so that they can turn their situation around. We have the last agency is Futures, and that's the Fatherhood Initiative Program to deal with young fathers to help them to be aware of what their responsibilities are. And during this year, and then we have Empathetic, who's right behind me. And Empathetic Counseling is a mental health agency run by our dear Tanya Broden, and what she's going to be doing is infant mental health, starting with the mothers when they're pregnant, before they even have the baby, dealing with the stresses and the things that they are going through to try to calm that down so that the baby does not feel that and get that from their mother. And then as they're born, helping the mother have recognition and understanding of what the baby needs, you know, as far as her touch, her love, you know, things of that sort, to be able to have a healthier mental life. So as you see, we're doing preventative things because we feel that if we can try to hit it on the front end, it won't be so obsessive and horrible on the back end. Okay. And so that's Families Moving Forward. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
Yeah, okay.
Do the other young lady who you just mentioned, would you like to speak?
Tanya?
I had a quick question.
I think Rochelle said it all.
Okay. We have a question for you. He set everything up already. So,
right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, since I'm on the floor. But I'm done. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there a referral process? How are we going to get the clients?
Yes. Well, each agency is in process right now of doing they all do their thing. Remember, we're already set up for referrals and things. And so, as they come to the as they come to the actual agencies of each other, then we can share and swap. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking with Ms. Lucy and with Paula. With Paula and with Sue. I'm nervous now. In order to set up our infrastructure as to how they will come in and how okay. we will get, but definitely we will take referrals from everywhere that we can so that we can, you know, fill the numbers that we need to fill so that we can make this program be one of the best. Because we're looking at this as our one and only shot, so we got to shine.
That's good. Because I know one of the issues was the referral process.
Yes.
Clients knowing where agencies were culturally mm-hmm. competent for them to receive services.
Yes.
So referral process is really key.
Yes, we're going to do that and also have a big marketing campaign for the community to know what we're doing, who we are, and how, what doors they can come through
okay.
to
Thank
get to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Young man?
Yes, sir.
Come on up. And this will be the last speaker about this issue.
Thank you, madam. Mr. Chairman?
Wait a minute, who you calling madam?
I corrected myself.
Well, we're done with this conversation now. Any other questions? We have a move approach. We have a motion for approval first. Madam Clerk, do we have a motion for approval?
I would like to. You mind if we hear him?
Do I have a motion for approval?
I assaulted the chair. I do apologize.
I would like the motion to approve. I would also, when he.
Supervisor Stafford,
yes, sir.
We have a motion of approval, and that's a good friend of mine. I don't know why he went back. Wait, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. it was so clearly articulated by my colleagues, the missions and the genesis of families moving forward. But what I would like to add and commend Behavioral Health Department, the Department of Health and Human Services, for reaching out for this particular needed services. As said before, they are of a preventive nature, but they're an array of natures, the array of historical problems that plague our community, from infant mortality to alcohol and drugs, teen violence, hepatitis C, HIV, and on and on. But also there's an evaluation process that I would like to talk about, because a program without outcomes and without evaluations is not its worth in gold. We've seen over years where programs would do good stuff, but you know, at the end of the day, can one measure it? So we're going to be working diligently together. We do meet once a month, and we also, because we came out of the whole history of the SAMHSA in 2010 conference, we dialogue with Washington once a month, at least regarding this program. So Milwaukee is considered the stellar programs of, I believe, those 22 cities that came out of the out of that conference, and they're looking at us from a federal level as being someone that they may want to approach with, you know, further funding. And this is a model. I just wanted to say that. And we'll be doing logic evaluation reports quarterly, semi-annually, and annually, so that the outcomes of what we do, it's good to do good things, but it's also good to quantify what you do. And so as M&S Clinical Services being the fiscal management, and which means, you know, being good stewards and, you know, watching over the finances and the activities. I'm the co-chair of Family Moving Forward. We will be diligently observing what we do as well as how we do it.
Okay. And I will be watching you, too.
Yes, sir.
And also, first I would like to thank everyone who's here. And even though this is just a demonstration project, if you shine, Milwaukee will shine. And better than that, our residents will be able to have good service. Yeah. Ms. Lucy, you may have the last comment.
No, sir. I just wanted to say that we will be looking very carefully on the evaluation. We have a long relationship with the M&S, and we'll be making sure to get that, make sure this money is well spent.
On that note, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Four ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 11, please.